Well, let's take a look at some high school sports first from last night. First down in Clarinda last night at the Lady Cardinal Relays. It was Glenwood winning the team title as they picked up 108 points. Creston, the runner-up with 87. Thomas Jefferson, 79.5 for third. Shenandoah, Bedford round out the top five. Atlantic placing 10th overall in that meet last night. Among some of the local results from that meet last evening individually in the 100-meter dash, Charity Williams of Atlantic had a 7th place finish. Also last night in the 200-meter dash, Griswold's Lauren Peterson ended up finishing in 6th place. In the 400-meter dash, Jocelyn Amos of Griswold was 6th, and Joanna Topham placing 7th for Griswold in that event. In the 800 meters, Griswold's Anna Young placing 5th. Also in the 100-meter hurdles last night, the winner, Jasenia Mosley of Essex. In the 1,500-meter run, Joanna Topham of Griswold, a 3rd place finish. In the 3,000 meters, Emily Soigling of Atlantic placing 6th overall. In the 400-meter hurdles, it was Kaylee Myers of Southwest Valley placing 6th, Jocelyn Amos of Griswold 7th, and Anna Lowry of Atlantic running 8th last night. Also, Heidi Williams of Atlantic had a 5th place finish in that event. In the discus last night, Josie Starner of Thomas Jefferson was the champ. Also in the high jump event, it was Alexis Brockman of Atlantic placing 3rd, Devin Moore of Riverside, and Bella Johnson of Southwest Valley both tied for 5th place. In the long jump, it was Jocelyn Amos of Griswold 7th, Allie Bean of Atlantic was 10th. Also in the shot put event last night, Cheyenne Elliott and Sydney Swoboda of Atlantic finished 6th and 7th in that event. Also taking a look at some of the relay results last night, Atlantic had a 5th place finish in the 4x400, also a 5th place finish in the 4x8. They were 4th in the shuttle hurdle relay last night and also 4th in the sprint medley relay event last evening for Atlantic in that event. In other high school sports last night, in girls' golf, it was Shenandoah over Clarinda, 205 to 210. In boys' golf, Kemper Catholic edging Atlantic, 143 to 147. Ben Reno shot 36. Zach Stork and Kyle Reno each 38. Matt Gearhart 39 to help lead the Atlantic effort last night. Also, Shenandoah beat Clarinda, 151 to 157. In high school soccer last night, in boys' action, it was Atlantic over Nottoway Valley, 10 to nothing. Colton Carey and Inigo Chukwuseda scored 3 goals apiece last night for Atlantic to help with the victory. Brady Dickerson also had a couple of goals for Atlantic in that victory. Also in boys soccer, Tri-Center, an overtime winner, 4-3 over Riverside. That actually went to 2 overtimes. Tyler Paulson became Tri-Center's all-time leading scorer as he had all 4 goals last night for the Trojans in that win. Also in girls soccer, it was Tri-Center over Riverside 7-0. Trainer beat Missouri Valley 3-0. Harlan 2-1 over Creston. Lewis Central 12-0 over Denison. Abe Lincoln 10-0 over Sioux City West in girls soccer last night. High school tennis last night in girls action, Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 9-0. Glenwood over Lewis Central 6-3. Denison beat Audubon 9-0. In boys tennis, Atlantic a 6-3 winner over Kemper Catholic as Atlantic got wins from Cooper McDermott, Luke Hohenberger, Caleb Williams, and Niall Peterson in singles. Also, Caleb Florey and Williams teamed up for a doubles win, as did Hohenberger and Peterson last night. Also in boys tennis, it was Denison over Audubon 9-0 and Harlan beating Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Albert Almora Jr. robbed Matt Adams of a home run, and Javier Baez made a terrific sliding stop on Colton Wong's game-ending grounder, and that sent Jake Arrieta and the Chicago Cubs to a 2-1 victory against the St. Louis Cardinals last night. It looked as if the Cards had tied the game in the 7th, but Almora tracked Adams' deep fly ball to the wall in center and hauled it in with a leaping grab at the top of the fence in center field. A pumped-up Almora then celebrated with left fielder Kyle Schwarber as Adams tipped his batting helmet in appreciation of the catch. St. Louis had a runner on first in the 9th when Baez went into short right field to take a hit away from Wong. The Cards challenged the call on the bang-bang play, but it was allowed to stand after review. Those two teams will play again today in an afternoon contest. We're on the air this morning at 11:50 with the pregame. Cards and the Cubs in the final game of that season-opening series. First pitch set for 12:45 today. Also in the National League yesterday, Colorado beat Milwaukee 6-5. San Francisco over Arizona 8-4. San Diego shut out the LA Dodgers 4-0. In the American League, the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 5-0. Cleveland over Texas 4-3. Houston beat Seattle 2-1. The Angels over Oakland 7-6. And Detroit beat the Chicago White Sox 6-3. St. Louis Cardinals outfielder Stephen Piscotty left the Cardinals game last night against the Cubs after he was hit in the head by a ball while sliding into home. Piscotty departed in the fifth inning with a head contusion, and the team says he'll be evaluated again today. It was an odd trip around the bases. Piscotty reached when he was hit by a pitch from Jake Arrieta. He was hit again by catcher Wilson Contreras' throw when he stole second, and then Piscotty scored from second on Colton Wong's infield hit to the right side of the mound. Cubs second baseman Javier Baez threw home, but the ball went off Piscotty's head. Piscotty, who agreed to a $33.5 million six-year contract a day earlier, was down on the field for several minutes after being hit Tuesday night, eventually walking off the field. Iowa State offensive coordinator Tom Manning says the Cyclones have kept it simple this spring, and that will benefit the offense next season. The Cyclones close out their spring drills this Saturday with their spring game.
We're not, as worried about the X and O's as much as we're worried about, you know, what are the details that are going to extremely affect the football game, you know, late in the fourth quarter, you know, and trying to really do a great job of ingraining the habits that it takes to be successful and win, especially against really good football teams.
Manning says it's an approach that they were unable to use last spring after taking over the program.
The first year is there's a lot going on. You know, there's you can call a formation, and that doesn't mean anything to anybody. So there's a faster progression from that standpoint, but it allows you the ability to really hone in on the details of your craft, your play, your position. So that's kind of where our mindset has been as a coaching staff offensively.
With Joel Lanning's move to linebacker, Jacob Park is the established starter at quarterback. Park started the final five games of last season, and Manning says Park has made some big strides this spring.
And you've seen, obviously, the accuracy improve as the more he understands defenses and what we're trying to do, you know, in the throw game. You really see that. But I've been really impressed with the growth and the development of his steady habits. And he really loves football, and when he's really locked in and is really up there spending time and, you know, doing extra, he's really, really good.
Manning says Park's confidence continues to grow here in the spring, and again, Iowa State finishing out spring drills Saturday with their spring game. Well, Bill Snyder doesn't spend as much time in the office these days, and it gnaws at him just as much as an overthrown pass, a missed tackle, or blown blocking assignment. The longtime Kansas State coach with the infamous work ethic has been limited the past few weeks by treatments for throat cancer, or more specifically, the side effects from the treatment. The diagnosis came shortly before the Wildcats bowl game, and the chemotherapy regimen began earlier this year. Snyder recently went through the final round of treatment. Still, it hasn't kept the 77-year-old away from the Wildcats as they begin preparing for the season. He's been on the field the first four spring practices, meticulously dissecting each of them, just as he has been for nearly three decades. And Tony Romo is retiring from the Dallas Cowboys. He'll replace another former quarterback in Phil Sims as the lead analyst for CBS. The network announced Tuesday that Romo will be paired with Jim Nance on the Thursday night and Sunday games next season. The former 10-year starter considered multiple network offers while also deciding whether to keep playing after losing the Dallas job to rookie Dak Prescott last season. The departure of the all-time passing leader has been expected since November when Romo conceded the job after missing 10 weeks with a back injury. The Cowboys were in the middle of a franchise record 11-game winning streak when Romo returned. The Cowboys released Romo on Tuesday after delaying the decision to see if they could generate interest in a trade, which also gave the married father of two with another child on the way a little more time to consider his future. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.